My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is a native New Yorker with ties to Orange County. She's a musical double threat, too. She's recorded pop standards and her own original music as half of a duo. The latter part of her career will be our focus tonight as she shares one of her original compositions with us. I'd like to introduce you to Samantha Carlson, who's half of the duo Samantha and the Alchemist. Nice to meet you, Samantha.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, I'm fascinated by your range of vocal experience. You've sung show tunes and country, classical, opera, pop. You were a vocal performance major in college, correct?
Yes.
When did you decide that a career in music was what you really wanted to do?
My whole life. My parents were singing to me when I was a little child. They were both musicians, so I kind of just grew up in that musical family, and I always loved to sing. It never really sounded that good until I was a little bit older, 10 or so. Me and my mom, we would sing together, so it's just always been a part of our lives. I specifically didn't want to take voice lessons. I want to be able to develop my own sound. And that's exactly what I did. And once I got to college, I studied classical and opera. But my true love was jazz and the standards. And it just kind of all blossomed from there, fine-tuning that and being able to take what I have. And it so has helped me in my performances, in range, in how to reach certain notes and in certain ways that maybe I hadn't known in the past.
You mentioned your parents and coming from a musical family. Tell us a little bit more about them.
They both sing. My dad also plays guitar, and my mom also plays the keyboard, you know, piano. They both were in a trio together. That's how they met. It just kind of blossomed from there. They developed a friendship, and of course, more than that as time went on. So music had really been a part of their whole life. My dad had studied guitar, jazz, and classical as well. He, you know, has a degree in music as well as therapy. He combines the two things.
One of your musical passions being standards, you're the lead vocalist for a 17-piece swing band. How does that type of music differ from the other material that you've sung?
It is a whole different vibe. It's such a big sound, and then you actually have swing dancers come up, and it's all revolved around the dancing. These songs that the big band does, obviously more traditional big band swing, ballads, they'll do waltzes, Latin pieces, cha-chas, anywhere from the 1920s up until the 60s. And everything else that I've done along the way, pop, jazz, country, oldies, some rock and roll, some soul, some folk, and now writing my own music, where I kind of have influences of everything that I've done along the way and make it my own.
How would you describe your original sound?
The partner that I work with, he's a guitar player, and his influences are different. So when you hear this composition, you're going to hear his sound too, which is more Brazilian influence, acoustic alchemy, songwriters like James Taylor, Carole King, Jim Croce, John Denver, Sergio Mendez. We just kind of came together and can't really explain it. It's just something that comes from the heart. It's always actually seemed to be more natural to me to write in this style, which I would consider more singer-songwriting, folk, Celtic, a pop kind of a sound.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD is Samantha Carlson. She's half of the duo Samantha and the Alchemist. Samantha, tell us more about your musical partner, Miguel Castellanos. He's the Alchemist. How did you actually meet and decide to develop this musical partnership?
We agreed to start a musical collaboration February 27, 2013. We met through bandmix.com, and he actually contacted me for another project that we were doing. He was involved with another group who was also doing original music, and I had auditioned for that group. Unfortunately, the whole thing didn't really pan out as we anticipated. We decided we really liked each other, and we liked each other's sound. So after a few months, he contacted me and said, I have some unfinished original song. What do you think about you collaborating with me? At first, I was like, I have a lot of other stuff I'm doing. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this. And I was like, all right, you know what? Let me give it a try. We did our very first song. He would really be responsible for writing the basic structure of the song, and I would be responsible for the melody that I would find within it, as well as the lyrics. And we both used our own inspiration together to create what is now our sound. Most of the songs that we've written with his music first. But the song that you are going to be playing was one of two that we wrote together.
Since you have sung so many different styles of music, is there anything you do mechanically with your voice to fit the various types of songs, or is it more stylized singing type of thing?
That is something I had to develop over the years. I'm still learning, but I had to find the voice based on my vocal technique. When I'm singing more pop, I end up maybe having a little more nasal sound to my voice. When I'm singing more singer-songwriter, folk, Celtic, it's going to be more soft, subtle. I try to adapt my voice to each style, not changing it completely, but adapting it to the point where it will sound natural for that type of music.
Samantha, who are some of your musical influences?
Ella Fitzgerald is my big influence for jazz, as far as female vocalist, and Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand, and there's Joe Stafford and Doris Day and Peggy Lee, and if you're talking more like singer-songwriters, I love Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, native New Yorker Samantha Carlson, who, with musical partner Miguel Castellanos, makes up the duo Samantha and the Alchemist. Samantha, give us your social media links so that our listeners can hear for themselves how musically well-rounded you are.
The best place for them to be able to hear my music would be my website, which would be SamanthaCarlson.com. That's SamanthaCarlson.com.
As we mentioned earlier, this song that we've chosen tonight is an original composition. It's called We Will Always Have Tomorrow. I think that's a very interesting turn of phrase, since so many songs mention having yesterday instead.
My partner and I were just talking one day. We were talking about when we were going to get together again. We both had so much going on. We just took a minute to breathe and said, you know, we will always have tomorrow. And I'm like, wow, that'll be a great title for the song. And then I wrote it based on hope. That's what this song is about.
Samantha Carlson, half of Samantha and the Alchemist, many thanks for talking music with me in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Best to you and your musical partner, Miguel, and continued success to both of you with this project and with all of your other musical irons in the fire. Here's Samantha and the Alchemist with We Will Always Have Tomorrow on 100.7 WHUD.